You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
The devotion for Holy Saturday is based upon Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 11. The Apostle Paul is writing and he says, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you." Here ends our reading. This day we refer to as Holy Saturday is one for which we have little detail. It is the day between two significant days, Good Friday on the one side, and Easter Sunday on the other. What happened that day in between in the saving work and redeeming work of God, we cannot say for sure. What significance it holds for our lives today, it's hard to make any certain and secure claims. We do, however, speak of it in the Apostles' Creed. We confess each week that Jesus suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. The original text of the creed says that he descended to the dead. What does it mean that when we confess that Jesus descended into hell or to the dead? Well, some speculate that Jesus completed his battle with Satan on that day and with his legions. Others find significance in his descending to the deepest depths before in his ascension being raised to the highest heights. Martin Luther was bold enough to claim that after the events of Good Friday, God's very self lay dead in the grave. We may never know what happened on that Saturday in between, but what we do not know does not matter. What matters is what we know. What we know is that Jesus was victorious over sin, over death, over the power of the devil. What we know is that his victory is now ours in that great exchange that happened on the cross. Our sin was given to him. His righteousness was given to us. He was rejected and we were made right. He died and we live. On that day in between those two most significant days, we know without question that whatever happened, happened for us. And so we trust in God. And so we believe in his promises. And so we find our security and hope in what was accomplished for us in Christ. Let us pray. Lord God, on this day about which we know so little, thank you for accomplishing so much for us. Amen. For the action on this Holy Saturday, before we move on tomorrow to the resurrection and celebration of that day of our Lord, I encourage you to think back on the journey of Lent and to reflect on this final day before Easter Sunday on what you have learned. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.